The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Sir, did General Milley do the right thing, sir?
I have great confidence in General Milley.
This would be dangerous and an usurpation of authority that is historically anomalous.
I see nothing that would cause any concern.
The only thing that I can see that is a rational course of action going forward is to suspend him immediately. He should have his clearance suspended. He should have all duty suspended.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
The Beast has gone from claiming that the Bob Woodward book might be wrong about General Milley to now outright defending General Milley in calling China secretly and warning them that if we attack them, he'll let them know in advance, and did so behind the commander-in-chief's back, and now the line of the narrative is, there's nothing really wrong with it. Holy crap. Have we gone from zero to 60 in 24 hours? Tucker Carlson asked a pretty pointed question last night. Where are the Republicans on this? Where's Tom Cotton? Where's Lindsey Graham? Where are these hawks when it comes to what appears to be a blatant, direct, in-your-face act of treason as detailed by a forthcoming book? I'm really baffled here. I want to play that clip for you in just a minute from Tucker, and I wonder what the answer is. I'm also going to share with you an essay. It's not long. It's a speech that Molly Hemingway gave. She accepted an award a few days ago. She got the Bradley Prize. And there's a text of her speech that is so important. I'm gonna share it with you every hour. Because we have got to fight. We got to fight here. And we got to fight smart. We got to fight smart. I just got there's an interesting thing going on in my personal life. Great struggle, an inner struggle. I am opposed to anybody forcing you to get a vaccine. I am opposed to mandates. I am opposed to people getting fired. I am opposed to people losing their occupation. I am opposed to boxing people into a corner, shaming people, embarrassing people. And yet I'm living my life. I sat through another Broadway show last night and loved every second of it. For me, a Broadway theater is like a temple. it's that enjoyable to me. And I could choose to stay home and not participate because there's a vaccine mandate to get into a Broadway theater. Biden yesterday met with a bunch of business owners. The case is being made that vaccine mandates are going to hold. Yeah, this week, a judge struck down Florida's attempt to push back against vaccine mandates. And I get it. I get the resistance that people want to have. I've got a friend who won't get on an airplane and plans to never get on an airplane again until the mask mandate is lifted. And as I told him, unless he loads up the family roadster, he ain't going anywhere for a long time. I've got four adult sons and a granddaughter spread out all over the country. I got a son in a wheelchair in Texas that I want to go see again soon. Pardon my French. I'll be damned if Joe Biden takes that from me. Pardon my language, but I'll be damned if the tyrannical Democrats take that away from me. And I could stay home and they win. Here's a text I got on the MyPillow text line, which is really a terrific point, and I get it. The text says, "Dear Mike, I understand your love of theater, but as a conservative, you could do us all a favor by reading the Molly Hemingway piece that you've referenced. Acquiescence isn't what I would call resistance. I'm disappointed at how little it takes to make someone give in. They've already beaten you, Mike. God bless, though. I'll continue to listen to you, but I see you're not in the fight." Now, again, I respect that argument, but respectfully, let me read from Molly Hemingway's essay, her speech, where she was given the Bradley Prize. "Abraham Lincoln was right to sacrifice everything for the sake of government, of, by, and for the people. It's not enough, though, that someone fights. The fights must be smart and tactical. While we are clearly entering an era where dissidents will be required, there's no value in secular martyrdom or being just another victim of the regime. The fight must be supplemented by prudence and strategy, be bold and defiant, but we must also know where to aim our fire." Now, your fight might be you're going to stay in your living room for the rest of your life. I'm 61 years old, and frankly, I'm not trying to be morbid. I think the clock is ticking. Every month I stay at home and not enjoy my life and not get on a plane to see my kid or go do the one thing that gives me great joy. Some people like to go fishing. Some people go bowling. I love the theater. I want to go see a show. Broadway's opening, and it takes me 0.5 seconds to show a little thing on my phone to the guy at the front door, and I get into the theater and I wear a mask. And that may be a bridge too far for you, and I respect that. But honest to goodness, do you think the fight involves all of us staying home? Because first of all of us aren't going to do it. I understand your philosophical point. It's a great hypothetical. If we all stayed home, they'd get the message. It's never going to happen. And furthermore, if we all stay home, if the vaccine mandates keep coming, and I think they will, if we all stay home, then people are out of work, people aren't making money, the economy shuts down again, and we go down the tubes. So, I wanted to just sort of share that kind of intellectual battle, you know, that debate I'm having in my mind. And I say lovingly to this person who sent this text, I totally respect your position. If you think I'm giving up the fight because I want to go see my son who's in a wheelchair in Texas on an airplane, you let me know. Let's talk about it. 1-800-655-MIKE. What about you? Are you going to stop living your life as more and more of these vaccine mandates come? Are you going to not enjoy your life? You're not going to go to a restaurant. You're not going to go to a movie. You're not going to go to a play. You're just not going to participate because you want to show them? Or are you with, you understand my point. We got to be strategic about the fight. We should be in the battle, but that doesn't mean we should shut our lives down. At least it doesn't mean it for me. Let me qualify that. Maybe that means it for you. If you want to stay home in your bedroom for the rest of your life, that's on you. I'm not able to do that. I don't know how many years I got left. Is that wrong? 1-800-655-MIKE. We have an open phone line. I'd like to get your take on this, and I promise, if you think I'm wrong, you will have the floor. I'll get it. I do understand it. But let's have the conversation. Let's have a frank and open exchange of ideas here on the Mike Gallagher Show, something we do every day. It's Thursday, September 16th. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. One open phone line, 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Hope you join us.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Whatever I can do to enjoy myself and still be safe, I'm going to do. And I hope the world knows that you cannot mandate people stop living.
Hey, Mike, we have communism experts here in America. I'm sure they have constitutional experts in China and Russia. And they have gone line by line on how to dissect our constitution. They have all their players in place, and they're going to make this country crumble if we don't do something about it. We got to get our people in office. Love you and silly, Mike.
Ronald Reagan said it, more government equals less freedom. It's that simple.
Scariest thing that anybody could hear, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. The most dreaded words, as Ronald Reagan once put it. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk about living our lives in the face of these vaccine mandates. Yesterday, Biden had a big meeting with a bunch of business leaders. There's lots of speculation that these vaccine mandates are going to hold, that they're going to say. William Galston wrote a piece at the Wall Street Journal. Biden's decision to compel workers at large companies to receive COVID-19 vaccines has provoked a predictable uproar. Much of the outrage has been purely political, but opponents have raised serious questions that deserve a respectful response. And it is his opinion that the public authority can mandate vaccinations with legitimate medical and religious exceptions, but which public authorities? And they're using OSHA. The OSHA law requires every employer to furnish each employee employment and a place of employment free from recognized hazards that are causing or are likely to cause death or serious physical harm to workers. So Biden's proposal is raising a real controversy, he writes. It's not a moral controversy. Liberty is limited when the exercise of my liberty affects others. Nor is it a constitutional controversy, William Galston writes at the Wall Street Journal, because the American system divides authority to promote health and safety between the state's police powers and the federal government's power to regulate interstate commerce. The controversy is over the interpretation of a federal law whose constitutionality is unchallenged. The courts will determine the proper application. Everything else, he says, is political theory. It's a pretty thoughtful column. We'll post it at MikeOnline.com. Let's get your take on all of it. Bob, we'll start with you. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good.
Thank you. I just was calling because I just wanted to know, Mike, at what point will you say I won't take the vaccine? Because I personally,
well, I've taken the vaccine.
But when would you say no? I'm not going to do. Let's say the next vaccine has actually used aborted children in it. Would you then say,
well,
no,
that's a wild hypothetical, because I don't anticipate
this.
I don't know that there's any vaccine that's going to use aborted children. You know,
well,
I mean,
but I know you don't know that. But you know, they tested these vaccines on the stem cells of aborted children.
No, that's not what they did at all. You need to
they
went back.
They didn't test it.
No, they didn't. I mean, Bob, they went back. I mean, We've been through this controversy before. They go back many, many iterations. In the 1980s, there was a stem cell used in application of one of the types of vaccines. To say they're using an aborted baby. It's not an
aborted baby.
It's not, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. Okay. They're not using.
Okay,
I mean,
question,
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Hold on. No, just a second. Let's be clear. They're not using aborted babies in the vaccines, Bob.
No. I know. I didn't say that.
They tested the vaccine. They tested. Not quite the way it works. But go ahead, make your second point. I don't know what you mean by tested.
The question is, when would you not do it? I mean, because here's the thing. I believe this is a test run for us, Mike.
Yep. I get it.
Test run.
Yep.
You know, because now we can't buy or sell or trade goods without taking the injection.
Yep.
When are you going to say no, Mike?
I got you.
When are you going to say no?
I got you. I mean, that's a very, very fair question, and I guess I'd answer that question with a question. What are you going to do? You going to stay home?
I haven't taken it. Right now, I got a meeting at my employer that's wanting me to – they're wanting to pay me to take the injection
right.
or get better insurance. Now –
wow.
Now, here's the thing. I've known drug dealers that don't push this hard for stuff.
Oh, I know. I mean, businesses.
I mean, I'm getting pushed from everyone.
I know. Well,
everyone,
and you could lose your job.
Yeah, I probably will, but I'm not taking it. And it's not because of the testing. I've settled that in my mind.
But why won't you take it? And why are you willing to lose your job over the vaccine? I'm just curious.
Because they're pushing me around like I don't have any rights at all to say anything.
I got it. And your argument is really important. I mean, that's what they're not hearing, Bob. They're not hearing folks like you who say you're willing to lose your job because you don't like being forced to do something you want to do. And they don't hear that. Believe me, Bob, I do. And I'm, while I made the decision to get the vaccine, and right now I'm struggling with what to do about the boosters, because those are coming, I totally respect where you're coming from. Let's see what others say. 1-800-655-MIKE. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Look, our objective is to get as many people vaccinated across the country as humanly possible.
But it's a requirement for people at a business with more than 100 people, but it's not a requirement for migrants at the southern border. Why?
That's correct.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
And that's the kind of crap that leads our previous caller to feel the way he feels. So companies are going to mandate a vaccine, but we're not going to mandate a vaccine of the thousands and thousands of migrants coming across the border. And you know how many thousands and thousands of migrants are coming across the border? Have you heard this? Cut 8. Here's Fox News. Bill Malugan's reporting, one of the great young new reporters over at Fox News. He's the guy that was the big star over at in Los Angeles. Listen to the reporting yesterday about how many illegals we've apprehended at the border in August.
Fox News' John Roberts being told from a DHS source that the August numbers for migrant apprehensions at the southern border are going to be 208,887. That is from a DHS source to Fox's John Roberts. That would represent a 317% increase over the year 2020, August 2020. And if you want to compare it to August 2019, when President Trump had his own surge, that is up 233%. So these numbers are still exploding through the roof. They're still at 20-year record highs. And as you can see, see from the video and the pursuits, nothing is slowing down here at the border, guys.
And we're barely talking about it. We're barely referencing it, barely mentioning it. How many illegals are going to get vaccinated? Zero. You heard Jen circle back Psaki. That's correct. Businesses must mandate the vaccine, but we're not going to mandate vaccines at the border. How many illegals are bringing COVID into the United States? It's disgusting. And that's why the last caller feels the way he feels. See, the difference between my view and the view of the pro-vaccine fanatics is I still believe that Americans get to make a choice. I still believe in Americans being able to live in a free country. And yeah, that choice includes if you don't want to go to a show, if you don't want to get on a plane, if you don't want to go to a business, if you don't want to go shopping, you'll be able to find places that don't mandate the vaccine for now. For now. I don't know how long that'll last. It's a good conversation, though. Let's keep it going. 1-800-655-MIKE. Lots of text messages coming in on the MyPillow text line. Mike, the reporter is wrong. They aren't migrants. They're illegals. Mike, the vaccine is only one step. I can live with this one step. But next, the government will want something else, possibly an app like is being used in Australia. Then something next, maybe give up your guns or you can't be employed. Anything. It can be anything. Everyone has a breaking point. Everyone has to decide for themselves what they're willing to give to the government and where their stopping point may be. I think that's a very important point. I agree with that. That's my argument. We all have to make that decision for ourselves. Here's Ryan at 23 before the hour. Hey, Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate your patience. How are you?
Hi, Mike. My question pertains to your earlier conversation with regarding how we, would fight against something like this. And you read the quote from the lady whose name I don't remember.
Molly Hemingway.
Right, thank you. Our fight needs to be targeted. You can't just blindly flail against something. And you kind of mentioned, you can't resist just by sitting at home and doing nothing. You need to live your life. And I completely appreciate the debate and the argument on that. But the question I have, I suppose, is, so what does a targeted fight look like? I haven't heard any suggestions. And what's an effective way to push back? Because the choice we're being faced with is get the vaccine. Remember, this is your choice. Get the vaccine, or you can basically be ostracized from society.
I believe...
Work in a lot of places.
Yeah. I believe the fight, the targeted fight, is in the form of our elections. That's where I believe... I believe it's in the electoral process. I believe that, for example, look at the Larry Elder battle in California. Larry got millions of votes, but millions more Democrats live in California. They're not going to upend the apple cart. That probably was an effort, but it was a noble effort. Now, if the Republican Party had put its weight behind Larry's campaign, and I want to talk to Larry about that when he and I visit next, maybe it's a different outcome. Maybe we've got to make sure that the political party that represents us steps up and fights and steps up and targets districts and targets races, and we've got to mobilize in a way we never have. I mean, look, we got to go back, and I hate to relive history, Ryan, but you know why we don't have control of the Senate right now? Because too many Republican Georgians stayed home. They didn't vote for and we have to accept that. So that's how we make real change. I don't know. I don't know what the plan B would be to that. Do you? I mean, is the electoral?
Well, I think that's the discussion, because until then, we basically have to bend the knee to the government overlords,
exactly,
saying we'll do what you say until we get a chance to vote you out. And
exactly,
that is not the way the country should operate.
Not the way America, you're right. Not the way America should be, Ryan. You're 100% correct. We have to vote out the overlords. We gotta send the Nancy Pelosi's and the Gavin Newsom's and the Gretchen Whitmer's we have to send them packing. And that, to me, is the only path that is viable, but it is doable. That's what's important. It's absolutely worth that fight. And you're gonna stick around, because I'm gonna read the whole thing to you. It's not very long. It's just 2 or 3 minutes. But you're going to want to hear the text of the Bradley Prize acceptance speech that Molly Hemingway gave, called What the Right Needs Now is the Courage to Fight, Even If It Costs Us. Chris, you're next up on the... Thanks a lot, Ryan. Great call. Chris, you're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How you doing?
Great, Michael. Better than I deserve.
Attaboy.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm a grandfather. Raised our granddaughter for the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. They've moved to Florida. Thank God they got a beautiful job, wonderful place.
Good.
But I will walk to Florida to see her before I will get the vaccine. I'm also a high school soccer referee. Well,
let me ask you a question. Where do you? Because I'm interested in your person. If you don't mind, I'd like some. Because I'd like to know, like your situation. You live in Ohio?
Yes, sir.
So you're not going to walk, obviously, but you'll drive to see your family in Florida, right? Before you'll fly.
Before I will take a vaccine, I'll fly. We flew this last weekend with.
I got you. I'm sorry. I thought you meant you wouldn't get on the plane because of the mask, like my friend Mark Davis won't do. You'll fly.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll fly.
Gotcha. All right, so you're going to live your life. You're going to choose your life, and this is important for everybody to hear. You're going to live your life in a way where you're not going to get the vaccine, and you're going to go to places where you're able to go to places where there's no mandate.
Absolutely. And if it's not, I'm going to not stay home, but I'm going to find a way to live my life where I can live it, we can be happy, or whatever. But I will not take the vaccine.
And see, here's the difference, because this is the difference between our side and theirs. Like, I hear that and I say, God bless you. You have the right to live your life the way you see fit. You know, they're here. The other side hears you, Chris, and they want to shut you down. They practically want to lock you up.
That.
I mean, that's what's terrifying. The way people who are unvaccinated are being treated in this country is reprehensible.
And it's not working. Because we have four close friends and an aunt and uncle who have been fully vaccinated and have now come down with COVID. And our aunt, after being reinfected, lasted 2.5 weeks and passed away.
And your aunt was fully vaccinated?
Fully vaccinated in the spring, was reinfected. We know when her contact was. In less than 2.5 weeks, she was gone.
You know, and
the protocols don't work. The vaccine doesn't work.
Well,
why should I take it?
And again, there's lots of debate about whether how the vaccine works, why it works, when it doesn't work. What about these breakthrough infections? I do acknowledge the statistic that the vast majority of deaths today of COVID are from unvaccinated people. But Chris, the story of your aunt and the stories that I'm hearing anecdotally are pretty profound of fully vaccinated people dying of COVID. And that story is completely underreported. Nobody's reporting on your aunt. Nobody's reporting on these stories. All we're hearing about is the story of the unvaccinated person who's dying. And look at those dummies. Look at those radio hosts. Oh, wow. 6 conservative radio hosts have died over 5 weeks. Good riddance. They were dummies. They were anti-vax. Look what happened. And yet, I get calls like the call from you, and the media is just utterly silent about it. Nobody's talking about fully vaccinated people like your aunt dying. That's a member of your family. That's one of your parents' sisters. And there is no reporting about this in the mainstream media. Nothing in the New York Times, nothing in the Washington Post, nothing on Fox News. Nothing on, really, I don't hear much on One America News or Newsmax. And I keep hearing this over and over again. And I don't know, heck, the way the media would look at it, you're making that up, Chris, because that's impossible. You should see the looks on the faces of some of the people here in my studio right now when you said what you said. A lot of people are like, wait a minute, what? Your family members who are fully vet? I heard a story this week from somebody in Texas. A home worker, like a contractor for construction. Hispanic guy told a dear friend of mine he has had 4 family members die of COVID, 4, and each one of them was fully vaccinated. Now, again, you hear this and you think, wait a minute, nobody's talking about this. So, how about reporters? Hey, reporters, go do your job. investigate these cases. Because this, to me, is pretty significant. In fact, I want to do that. Let's do this as a public service. Tracy, clear the lines. I just want calls from people who have firsthand knowledge, either a loved one, a friend. I want you, if you got to have direct knowledge of somebody who has died from COVID who's fully vaccinated. I mean, listen, there are deaths. We're at, what, 1,300, 1,800 deaths a day? The deaths are slightly going up over the last 2 weeks. I think I saw a number last night. One out of every 500 Americans on average has died of COVID. Clear the lines, Tracy. Clear the lines. I want just callers who know somebody who's been fully vaccinated who died of COVID. I want your firsthand knowledge. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. I mean, one out of every 500 Americans has died of COVID? That's a lot of deaths. Now, again, that's what the media, that's what the smart kids say, that's what the media says. So let's talk to people who have firsthand knowledge of people who have died of COVID fully vaccinated. I think you're going to be surprised. I could be wrong. Maybe you won't get any calls. Let's wait and see. 1-800-655-MIKE.
Want to support the Mike Gallagher Show? Be sure to patronize our great advertisers.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Yes, I've had two family members fully vaccinated passed in the last month. My uncle passed the first of last month, and then just had my wife's grandfather passed this week, both fully vaccinated. My name is Kevin out of Georgia.
Hey, Mike, this is Cindy Jo. I have had a family member who was fully vaccinated, and yes, they did die from COVID.
Now, very sad, of course. And if you think, well, maybe they're making it up, who knows? Here's the Dallas Morning News. Vaccinated Texas school counselor who had done everything right dies after contracting COVID-19. Carrollton, Texas. Trivium Academy, 600-student charter school. From her hospital bed, Sherry Wise went on Facebook to contemplate what went wrong. 66-year-old woman. She said she did everything right. She was fully vaccinated early in the pandemic, mask wearing to avoid touching people. The one thing that changed, however, was her new job. She was a secondary guidance counselor at Trivium Academy. She wrote on Facebook, "Is that where I got it? Who knows? It proves that you can do all the right things and still succumb." Tragically, she succumbed. 2 weeks after that post, she died. Now, these are stories you're not hearing much about in the mainstream media. Tony, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show, 7 before the hour. Tony, you've got someone you know who died of COVID after being fully vaccinated?
I do. I have a roommate. I'm actually a nurse, and he was fully vaccinated and passed away about 3 days ago.
Well, I'm so sorry. I mean, health? Did he have comorbidities? Were there existing health conditions?
He was very healthy, about 60 years old. I'm not quite sure how many comorbidities, but he was alert and fully active individual before COVID.
Wow. Now, you know, I got to ask you the million-dollar question because a lot of healthcare workers, a lot of nurses, even doctors aren't getting vaccinated. I don't want to put you on the spot. You don't have to answer me. Tell me it's none of my business if you want, but have you been vaccinated?
I'll never take that vaccine. Ever, never. Never take that vaccine. Don't do it.
You're a nurse and you're not going to take the vaccine?
I'm absolutely not going to take the vaccine. I'm probably going to get fired for it.
Gosh. That's the part that's just unbelievable. The people are losing their jobs left and right. Tony, I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Kirk, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, Kirk.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Mike, I had a buddy, good friend of mine. I was at a funeral last week on Thursday night, Greenfield, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad both passed away within 11 days of each other. Both of them fully vaxxed. Both of them had COVID.
See, I mean,
married 60 years. I didn't know what to say.
Wow. I mean, now, does it stun you knowing what you know about, you're connecting the dots like I am, right? Those stories aren't being reported very widely. That's not part of the narrative.
No, they're silent. No one cares about that. Those people.
I know. Well,
They don't care. It's sad times that we live in right now.
I know.
Sad,
it's sad times. Frightening times. And Kirk, the bottom line is the reason it's not just that they don't care. They want to advance a narrative. We all know that. And that conflicts with their narrative. And they're going to accuse me of misinformation. All I'm doing is taking calls. Here's Molly Hemingway's piece. I want you to hear a little bit of this because it's so important. She says, today, everyday Americans are being bullied by a hard left minority that has unfortunately taken over and controls most of the agenda-setting institutions in our country. Molly says, as someone who works in the media space, I know what it's like to be a lonely voice taking on many of these powerful people. We live in a time when people act like stating one's sexual preference or whatever pronouns they're using this week is courageous. The conservative establishment, we don't lack ideas or people, but too many of our leaders do lack determination and endurance and fearlessness. The people can tell. As it is said, men don't follow titles, they follow courage. We must fight. We've got to fight. We've got to fight smart. It's a target-rich environment. They're all around us. We got to fight. And we've got to be supplemented by prudence and strategy. You're going to want to read this great Molly Hemingway speech. We have it posted at MikeOnline.com. Speaking of leaders who lack the will to fight, last night on Fox News, Tucker Carlson asked, where's Tom Cotton with his General Milley thing? Where's Lindsey Graham? Well, we know Lindsey Graham, among other Republican leaders, appear to be defending this allegedly treasonous act by General Milley. Got the details coming up.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.